There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Sports fans, are you considering a career change? The U.S. Census Bureau says those with a master's degree earn 30% more than those with a bachelor's. Don't drop the ball. Increase your earning power by completing a master's degree in 18 months or less at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812.
Sox, Cubs, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Carrie Sayers. Make an amazing glove save with a Chicago Wolves fan 4-pack. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for information. The Bulls set to begin the second half of their road trip tonight in Houston. Mike Dunleavy will miss his 17th straight game with his injured ankle, which now includes a bone bruise issue.
Obviously, when you're not out there, you want to come out and try and help as much as you can. So it's tough to watch, but you try and be as supportive as you can. And, you know, we got plenty of guys that are capable and, you know, get this thing going.
The Bulls are 7-9 without Dunleavy in the lineup. Rockets will be without Dwight Howard tonight, who could miss up to a month with lingering right knee issues. It's a 7 o'clock tip from Houston. Blackhawks coming off a 3-0 shutout at the hands of the Wild and have now lost three straight on their road trip. They face Winnipeg on Friday. Also, the Hawks reassigned forward Dennis Rasmussen to Rockford this morning. It is National Signing Day, and 24/7 Sports, which is part of CBSSports.com, has the recruiting classes ranked this way. Alabama, USC, and Florida State are the top three. Ohio State ranks 6th, Notre Dame 13th. Illinois checks in at 45th, Northwestern at 52nd. Former Michigan coach Brady Hoke denies that he'll be joining Notre Dame's coaching staff and says he plans to take a year off from coaching. In the NFL, Browns wideout Josh Gordon suspended without pay for at least a year for violating the league's substance abuse policy for a third time. Ron Zook is the front runner to be named the Packers' next special teams coordinator. Dick LeBeau expected to be named the Titans' assistant head coach of defense. A suspension for GM Ray Farmer, a loss of a draft pick, and a fine for the team are among the possible sanctions the Browns are facing in the NFL's investigation into allegations that texts were being sent to the sidelines during games. And Marshawn Lynch did not get fined as he appeared at all his media sessions for Super Bowl, and the beast mode hat he wore during press conferences in Phoenix was in compliance with NFL rules. This scoreboard update brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com. And join the Scores, Matt Abaticola and Dan Bernstein, broadcasting live at Mickey Finn's in Libertyville next Friday from 1 to 6. Stop by for your chance to win great prizes. Your Menards Score weather forecast. In the next few hours, these snow showers we're experiencing now should taper off. With highs expected to climb to 27, we're at 24 downtown right now. Temperatures will plunge down to 3 overnight. I'm Carrie Sayers, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thank you, Carrie. Have a good time in Hawaii if we don't see you, but I'm not sure if we will or not. I don't know the schedule. There's just people who come and do the show from time to time, and it's nice to have them. One of them is Pat Manley. Thank you to our guest today, Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com. Dave Softy Mahler. Oh,
you got him worked up.
Oh, sad Softy Mahler from Seattle.
He went from 0 to 100 in less than 5 minutes.
He was sad, and then he was screaming, and then he reverted back to sad. Mark Schanowski from Comcast Sportsnet and Brian Hedger from NHL.com. Our producers are Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, and Adam What's New Pussycat Harris. Brian Gertz does a video stream and does it well at Watch670thescore.com. Carrie Sayers did have the updates, and Brian Burns is our intern. Tomorrow, Dan Durkin will join us to talk a little Bears roster. He's been writing about all the different positions.
He's finished up.
Yeah, Jim Callis from MLB.com. I almost mentioned his former affiliation, but to talk some prospects. And we've been chasing down a story that is, I think, due for some more attention. And we will talk about that with Eric Fisher from Sports Business Journal. This whole mess that is the MLB streaming issue and how people say, like, people in Iowa are blacked out of six different teams, but also do not get television of those different teams. And that map, that coverage map that's been going around, MLB is really screwing over a large portion of its fans.
They've made so much money on their advanced media wing. I'm surprised they can't throw some people a bone here and just make sure that for their own business purposes,
yeah,
that the coverage is there. It seemed like it was a really well-run arm of their organization.
Agreed. And yet you want to, you know, you need to skew younger as a league, and this is how people are watching games these days, and you're not allowing them to do it. So we'll talk to Eric.
Everybody would love to skew younger, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
When you think about it, everybody would.
No, skew, not screw, Terry. Skew.
Oh, skew. Oh, skew. Oh, I thought you meant okay. But no, it's true though. Everybody wants younger, and I good luck. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Good luck.
I just don't. I mean, I see some fandom, but I don't see any. I see more of kind of meh about it. That's what mostly I see. I don't see the younger, the millennials,
mm-hmm,
really sticking to much of anything.
But if you get them, they get a chance to watch it on their phone.
But yes,
wouldn't you think maybe they'll tune into the Cubs game if they're somewhere, you know, in class
or somewhere else.
You know what I mean?
They might check a score, but I don't think there's the same. It's just not as important a part of their lives.
Yeah. You know, for whatever reason.
But at the very least, do not remove it as an option.
Right.
Do not negate it, because then it's not even a possibility.
You know what would be a really fascinating business study, at least to me? I've been reading a lot about what's going on with McDonald's and domestically with their stock price, with the recent change at CEO. And for those of us who love McDonald's and who grew up with it as just a part of our lives, it was just a place you went. I mean, the certain taste, the certain connections that you have are just part of your food, mm-hmm, culture. And now for millennials, it's just not. They don't have the same relationship with it.
It doesn't
mean as much. They see the golden arches, they don't have the same connection, the same memories. And I think it's very similar. There are a lot of comparisons to baseball about what it has meant nationally and what it means to the average person and what their connection is to it. And I'm wondering if some of what McDonald's, you know, this guy they hired is a turnaround specialist who did it in the UK.
They need more McDonald's playgrounds.
Ooh, germ factories.
Yeah, do you remember that as a kid?
That's what I remember. Room full of balls.
No, we had the outdoor one. The Grimace, it was like you get in there and shake it, and the seesaw and all
must
that.
Must be a Southern thing.
I don't know.
The outdoor playground.
Yeah, it's because we were outside all the time. We didn't have what's going on now.
No, that was for us. It was every Sunday night during the winter when my dad would play tennis, and he would, there was a McDonald's. Still, that McDonald's on 41 is still there, and he would always bring back McDonald's for the family. It was just like we looked forward to that on these winter Sunday nights all the time. He'd bring out the giant bag, and we'd dump it out of the table.
So you helped Ray Kroc buy the Padres. To connect
sure
the baseball
I did. And then
and
when I worked at Channel 2, there's still that McDonald's, I believe, on McClurg, right across from where Channel 2 used to be.
I think
it's
still there.
And I would eat every morning, I would eat a full big breakfast with an orange juice, and every single day for lunch, I would have a quarter pounder with cheese, six nuggets, a Biggie fries, and a Coke. Every day for 3.5 months.
Your metabolism pisses me off.
He's just a boob.
It's a guy who can eat late and stays as thin as he does.
There's something, there's something wrong with him. We know there's something wrong with him. But I have two millennials I can study very closely. I tell you, they don't care rat's ass about it.
But what about baseball?
Like baseball.
They like
not
baseball,
McDonald's.
But do they sit? Would either Chris or Kerry, how often do they actually sit and watch an entire baseball game?
No, it's a companion sport, even for me most of the time these days. That's why I do take it with me. I listen on the app when I'm home and it's on. I'm bouncing around the house doing stuff. It's always been.
Keeps you company.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a milieu.
What's interesting about a lot of things, it's not just McDonald's, it's about a lot of things you read and hear about them. And so it's really an interesting group. But it is. It's the attention span and everything else about it, and switching jobs and all the other stuff. They haven't done that, but a lot of the stuff relates, and they do. They don't care about McDonald's.
Do they still have the big breakfast?
Oh yeah.
I can't remember the last time I went into a McDonald's and sat down and ate. You know, I mean, it's just such a drive-through thing.
It's become a thing with my son because of youth sports, where we're always in between, or we're always coming from somewhere, going to somewhere. So it was always like our little pre-baseball ritual to go in and sit down, and he has his sausage McGriddle, which I think is just hideous. But I always try to steer him toward an Egg McMuffin. I say, are you sure? You just don't want to, like, Egg McMuffin, like a real American? No. Sausage McGriddle. Stop it. You know what I want.
Texter here said the McDonald's in McHenry still has the outdoor playground with the Grimace and the Hamburglar.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, those are great memories.
Is that, like a trip.
Is that, no, I might.
Is that Grimace? Does
get
he,
out of here, kids.
Does he move? Does he ramble, that Grimace? Is he a rambler?
Apparently not.
Those are my favorite kind, Terry. They just no, always they have been.
The wild I know they are. Oh, yeah.
Those are my kind. You know, it's interesting. As we tried to trace the timeline of the Mike Dunleavy injury and mm-hmm. when the MRI came and when this bone bruise might have come about. If he was practicing and or running on a bone bruise, that is horrific medical management. Just absolutely horrific. Now, it could be that he developed the bone bruise since then or sometime during mm-hmm. it. But if they missed it, if they missed it, or if they didn't jump out on the MRI as much to them as it should, then that would fall in line with some past history. And so skepticism has been earned by the Bulls medical team.
There are orthopedists who are more aggressive than others, and it's not necessarily a fault. I know there. I mean, my when I did my knee, he wanted me on a bike 18 hours after the injury.
But that's the way an ACL works.
But
a bone bruise, you're supposed to rest.
I'm just wondering what they knew and when they knew it diagnostically.
If you take an MRI, a bone bruise shows right up. It lights up. An X-ray, you can't really tell, but an MRI, it lights right up. I saw mine with my knee. When you tore your ACL, that you also normally get a bone bruise because your ligament tears and your bones smack into each other.
Ouch.
Or there's a tearing of articular cartilage that can even be worse.
Yeah, that's even worse.
But is it possible, though, what I'm wondering, is that the bone bruise wasn't seen right away and maybe developed later?
Yes, that could happen.
Yes.
That's for sure could happen.
If something shifted,
but that's
oddly,
what's even more scary, that if while he was working out, that's what occurred, then you're pushing back his healing time. It's a longer time till he's going to get back.
What's scarier is that we're talking about Mike
the glue. I know. We're talking about the glue.
I know, but the way Thibs talked about him yesterday, admitting his importance. Mm-hmm.
You see the odds move?
Did not.
Big shift in the NBA Vegas championship odds there, where people are fleeing the Bulls bandwagon in droves.
What did the Cavs jump up to?
I do not have that in front of me.
It had to be jump up quite a bit lately.
I would think.
Yeah.
I will check.
If they're off the Bulls bandwagon, which probably, I wish I could take my money back, but I don't think they allow you to do that.
Did you place a bet, Terry?
I did.
So did I.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I didn't know you played.
I think I'm in trouble.
The Cavs went, this is a comparison to January 6th. This is from bovada.lv. Golden State was 5-1, is now 7-2. The Cavs were 6-1 and are now 15-4.
15-4.
The Spurs were 11-2 and are now 7-1. The Hawks were 16-1.
Yeah, what are they now?
15-2.
Wow.
And the Bulls went from 5-1 to 17-2.
Wow.
Hmm.
So there's those.
But
are
we got
movers.
A lot of basketball left, though. We have a lot of basketball.
We do.
Left.
It's just the Bulls have a tradition of somebody missing for most parts of seasons these days. So I don't know what it does, but all I know is there's a problem there somewhere. They can look at all the numbers that they don't pass the eye test defensively. You can give me all the numbers. They do this well. They do that well. They're fourth in this. They're fourth. They don't pass the eye test.
Yeah, I was interested to hear Thibs making the case for it a little bit.
That's, didn't pass my eye test.
It doesn't even seem like him to do that, by the way. You know?
No.
Maybe he's just trying to get them to feel better about themselves in some way. I'm not sure.
Could be.
But you're trying to rationalize away 100 points per game.
You notice he said yesterday, too, he just sort of slipped it into the conversation about, well, we're playing 2 7-footers. They've got to play up to their abilities.
Yes, he did.
Just kind of mentioned, by the way, the fundamental problem with this team is your 2 5s experiment there.
Schanowski brought your show up and you guys up about in terms of putting Powell to the bench. Are you officially advocating for that as a concept?
Well, it wasn't my idea. It was an emailer who sent in a lot of data and made a very convincing argument for why Gasol, as the leader of the second unit, makes the Bulls more likely to win a title. and it had to do with all kinds of efficiency and usage numbers and matchups and maximizing Noah and the fact that Gasol is a bum slayer. He's great against lesser centers, and he's not very good against good centers.
And big centers.
Big centers just kill him.
Big centers. He can't get down on the block with them.
The Bulls are a below-the-rim team.
I think it'd be more matchup dependent necessarily than it has to be full on second unit if Fibs could get comfortable with. I know I'm ready to
away from the basket though.
Yeah.
I don't want him away from the basket.
No, that's the problem. I don't want them out there together that much if at all.
That was our thing. Isn't we don't like Gasol. We do. I like him very much. Yeah. He can't guard you.
But,
And big guys hit him in the head with their balls. You are caught in this trap here, and you got to figure this out. But people get what they want off the Bulls defense because there's nobody to stop you once you get in there.
It's not just the pairing.
But they're also letting people get in there. Obviously.
Yes, they are.
But that's part of the problem.
That's a bad mix.
But that's in large part due to their screen roll defense, where Noah was so good within the icing principles of getting back and repeatedly recovering multiple times. Powell's just not interested in that.
Yeah, can't do it.
You know, that's part
he can,
of it.
But he just he doesn't.
We sometimes just think about the individual matchup with quote unquote his guy, but the Bulls defense is so much more than that. And it involves so many more movements that Gasol just isn't as good at. I feel like I'm beating up on him, and I feel bad because I love him, and I really think he's arguably the Bulls' best player.
Mm-hmm.
But what he doesn't do well is really hurting them. And look how, with the first unit, look how many times they fall behind.
Yeah, they fall behind a lot.
And then Fibs gets mad at him and leaves them out there.
But some of it's offense too.
Yeah.
And I think I'd rather see, if we're just thinking about the slow starts, I'd rather see Joe to the bench and Taj out there to chase guys around and let Powell do his thing and be an offensive possibility and really get into the flow offensively that way and then play matchups the rest of the way, close with whatever makes sense
but
at that point.
Taj offensively has become a ball stopper. He does not kick that ball out.
He doesn't kick the ball out. There's always something wrong with him, too. I worry if the minutes get any larger with him. He frightens me that something else will go wrong with him because he spends the season this bothers me.
I got it.
I don't want to, I don't really want to use him as a start. And he is a ball stopper for the love of God. And everybody in the league's got it, too, with him.
Let's start Nazi. Let's do it. It's time.
Fair still. Mr. Cameron.
My guy.
No, it's just there's
you want
some
trade for, you want to trade for Wilson Chandler? Want to trade for Gerald Green, who's on the very much in the doghouse with Hornacek now in Phoenix?
Shoot it.
He can. And dunk it. Wilson Chandler averages about 2 for 5 from three-point land over the last 2 years. 13 points per game. Willing defender.
I've always liked him.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
But I'd like to know what the deal is.
What are you giving up?
I can't really answer
Taj?
That.
No.
They're not, the salaries wouldn't match up, would they? Mm-hmm. Well, maybe they would now. I mean, Taj went at 9. Taj makes more than Gasol.
Snell, Heinrich.
Nobody's trading for Snell.
Etuan Moore.
You're doing a caller?
Bairstow.
Let's trade a bunch of bad for something good. Let's just going to play.
You just accused him of being a caller. For the love of God.
I have this great deal. It's all these bad things for a good thing.
Hey, our callers, they're better than your callers.
You know? Actually, our Bulls callers have been great
lately. Actually, we've had good Bulls callers, too. And then we had some Hawks callers this morning who wanted to blame Corey Crawford for the problems.
Oh, come on.
I know.
I even know he's not the problem. Me.
Did you watch that game last night?
I know. He was.
That was offensive.
It should have been 8-0. Should have been 8-0. That was offensive.
It was offensive.
They were lifeless, man. Vegas hangover.
Seriously, it looked like Brent Seabrook was eating a pizza puff while he's skating around. He's just standing
there.
What are you doing? It just looked like it was a half. If that were a practice, you'd have a coach screaming
was
at them.
Was it me or was Brad Richards smoking? Out there.
Right. I didn't know what was going on. It seemed really
playing
weird.
Playing a rec league, smoking.
Yeah, like, all right, hold on a second. Let me light that up.
All right, boys, do your show. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. Speaks of Mattingly back at 9.
There's more Boers and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is John Feinstein, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. Today is the day when we are reminded that the apocalypse is in fact upon us. Today is the day when one sports network devotes the entire day to glorifying teenagers for putting on a baseball cap. Today is the day when football fans celebrate because they know that their football program has just signed 25 fabulous football players. Today's National Signing Day. When it's over, the so-called experts will rank the classes at the big-time schools. The worst part of National Signing Day is this. Every teenager who sits in front of a microphone and tells a cheering audience where he's going to college is convinced he's going to be an NFL superstar. Most will be wrong. They'll look back and say today was the best day of their lives. And that's truly sad. I'm John Feinstein.
About 8.9 million people in the U.S. use smokeless tobacco. Most of them know they need to quit. Enter Jake's Mint Chew. Looks and holds the same as the real thing, but it's made from all-natural USDA-certified organic mint. No tobacco, no nicotine. It simulates your ritual of chewing tobacco, but without the harmful side effects. In fact, Jake's Mint Chew is good for your digestive system and even freshens your breath. So order Jake's Mint Chew and make your wife, kids, dentist, and doctor all very happy. Purchase online by clicking on the banner or go to jakesmintchew.com. Jake's Mint Chew. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
At Southern Illinois University in Carbondale, we answer the world's questions. It's why our faculty earn patents year after year and create startups to develop clean energy. Why our students take top honors in industrial design and cyber defense competitions. And why our flying Salukis are 9-time national champs. We want you to bring your questions to our next open house. Ask us anything. Find your answers. Go to siu.edu/openhouse.
What fuels you? Here's Kim going downtown for a dance class. Going to her daughter's soccer game.
Come on, Katie, you can do it! Woo-hoo!
Kim fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy, and where she could win $1,000 in free Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels her, like dance class or her kids. 10 weekly winners. Full details at exxon.com or mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
If you are or want to be a truck driver, there's never been a better time to check out Schneider. And that's saying a lot. For 80 years, Schneider has delivered rewarding truck driving careers. And now, we're adding many new customers with January startup dates. That means even more opportunities for you in 2015. See all that Schneider has to offer and apply at SchneiderJobs.com or call 800-44-PRIDE. That's SchneiderJobs.com or 800-44-PRIDE.
If you could design your own MBA program, what would it look like? Would it be flexible with classes in the evening, weekends, or online to fit your busy life? Would it be taught by business leader faculty who bring their own real experience to bring to life the topics and the classes they teach? Would it be from a school with a track record of alumni who've risen higher in their organizations? Would it be important that what you learn can be immediately applied to your job so you can see the impact of your education right away? If so, we love the way you think. And Lake Forest Graduate School of Management is the right MBA program for you. Since 1946, Lake Forest has been providing business professionals with a greater understanding of business to allow them to gain the competence and confidence to contribute to their organization's success. To learn more about the MBA you want, the way you want it, visit www.lakeforestmba.edu/radio. That's lakeforestmba.edu/radio.
Musicians, now through Sunday at Guitar Center, don't miss the big payback. For every $50 you spend, we're giving you $10 in Guitar Center bucks good towards a future purchase. That's right, we're paying you back up to 500 Guitar Center bucks. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want. From the best guitars, drums, keyboards, and amplifiers to the most state-of-the-art DJ, live sound, and recording gear. Because during Guitar Center's big payback weekend, the more you spend, the more you earn. In-store and GuitarCenter.com. Exclusions and limitations apply. Visit GuitarCenter.com for details.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom.
I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
From the book.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Boars and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Back to work Wednesday.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Doctor. And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you summer promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed and entertained. Perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. Allowed to persist the rapping at someone's back door? Yeah, probably. And this is radio's best combination of...
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
Yep, I'm Terry Moores.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. We'll be joined by Sports Illustrated's Ben Golliver at 3, second half at 3:30. Hub Arkish takes your calls, Bears, NFL related, all that for the final time this season at 5 o'clock today. Surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR, The Score. Email us at boarsandbernstein@670thescore.com. It's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting is at 67011. Texts on The Score are presented by thehomeloanexpert.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. On Twitter, at @Boars_Bernstein. I'm at @Dan_Bernstein. There's boarsandbernstein.com. And to make sure you are never without the Boars and Bernstein show, there's the Audio Roadshow application.
Right. Why?
Because it's your mobile device's way of keeping in touch. And of course, you can answer the 10 seconds of glory question.
Why?
Well, that's the first word of it, in fact. Why would the Bears consider keeping Brandon Marshall for another year? Our producers, Matt Abaticola.
No, it's one of those things, if they could get away with it and not get caught, then shame on everybody for not catching them, I guess. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you, or maybe the reversal of that. But somebody was fooled somewhere, and it's shame on somebody.
I'll cover all your bases.
We're getting pretty close. I love Matt Abaticola. I'm glad he's reunited with our guy. Wow,
Chris Tannehill.
We're friends with Jimmy Garoppolo. He's our neighbor. Watched him from high school through college. This kid is going to be the next Tom Brady.
Oh, good God. I remember. Oh, boy. I forgot that call was made. He is Captain Indestructo.
And our interns are Tommy Guns and Tony Fish.
Fool me once. Yeah. Shame on me. Fool me twice. Yeah. Shame on you. Or maybe the reversal of that. But
yeah. I like the way he does that. That covers everything. You have to worry about it.
Well,
I'm not sure what he's talking about, but I think it's fine.
Meanwhile, we've got something developing today, just in the last few minutes.
Yes.
Giggles the Clown downstate.
Kind of a giggle.
Uh-huh.
He is now saying that the media is not nice enough. That he thinks if it's the media's fault, if the media is nicer, Illinois football will win more games. He said the more positive stuff you talk about, the better off we are. How important is the University of Illinois to you? This is all being tweeted by the reporters who are listening to him. He's challenging the media to be more positive about his program. Oh,
we have to get this.
Yeah, we got to get this sound.
We
got to
get this sound.
I guess this just...
This is my guy.
This is... Yeah, Giggles is now saying it's the media's fault.
Kind of a giggle.
Yeah, when he's laughing at everybody.
You know, I want to say somebody else did that. Do you remember this? They blamed the media because they were too negative. They weren't. They were.
Was it another Illinois coach?
Yeah, I thought it was. I don't know. First of all, we're not negative about it. We're positive that he's bad. I knew it was coming because I thought there were times of the season he was hinting at. Was he not?
Yep.
I thought so. Yep. Yeah. He's.
I guess that's been the problem the whole time.
You heard his recruiting.
The media is hurting Illinois recruiting.
Yep. Killing his recruiting.
Wow.
Well, his class is ready to go. Those who actually believe he'll be there more than a year.
Wow. he didn't tell his assistants that. He couldn't really promise
that to anybody. No, I know he didn't, but he's my guy. You know, through sickness and health or whatever, we're bonded. You know, the day we looked each other in the eye when we were in the studio. And you know, we made a connection, a psychic connection. That's why I won't be negative.